I closed the door behind us, expecting Corey to open the other one, but she turned to me instead, raising her gray eyes to mine. "Should I call you Mitch?" she asked in a near whisper. I'd been asked before what I preferred to be called, but it had always been a casual request. "Sure, everybody calls me Mitch." She laughed, and I saw she had dimples on either side of her mouth.
"Whatever you say, Mitch."
She raised her hands and toyed with the collar of my shirt.
"Mary said you were rude to her."
"Oh," I said, thinking about other things than conversation.
"Did she? Where are you?"
Corey's mouth was slightly open, as if she were breathless. I know I was. "Maybe a little bit."
"I knew it."
She put her hands flat on my chest and rubbed. I wondered dizzily what she'd do if I told her I'd spit in the old bat's eye. Then again, what was so stimulating about my being rude to the dragon lady? Was this chick an anarchist or something? This didn't make sense. Much as I'd like to muffle it, a tiny little alarm bell started dinging in the far recesses of my mind.
"When she told me that, I was so happy. A letter came from Grant today. It was to Miss Amelia, but I knew it was a sign. And then Miss Amelia brings you home, and she's putting you in the Honduras room."
"So?" This was some sort of gag, right? New kid at school and all that. What else could it be? Corey laughed as if I'd made a sly joke.
"Don't say anything to Sandy or Ava. They still don't believe. And they never would. We gave up on them."
"Right," I said. "Some people sure are stubborn." I was getting a chilly feeling at the base of my spine. Funny thing about chemistry. One second it's running strong, and the next, it just clicks off. I could feel the toggle switches flipping as we spoke. Then Corey did something that 2 minutes earlier, I would have given my right eye for. She threw her arms around my neck and pressed herself against me. But now, I didn't like it as much as I might have. And the reason I didn't like it so much is what she whispered to me.
"You're back! Oh, Albert, you came back to me, just like you said."
Well, something had broken the ice.
Chapter 4.
"Get off! Get off!"
I pushed at her arms as if they were snakes. She backed away, though not nearly far enough to suit me. Her eyes shone with tears, and her soft mouth pursed in tender distress. The desire to comfort her stirred, but I shot it through the head, and it subsided.
"What's wrong?"
she asked. "Don't you love me anymore?" "You called me Albert," I explained.
"Oh."
Relief washed over her features.
"Yes, I forgot. I'm supposed to call you Mitch."
She reached for me again. I held out a cop-like hand of restraint. "And I don't love you anymore," I said firmly. "I don't love you at all. I just met you. Plus, you appear, dear girl, to be as crazy as a bird dog."
"I thought it would be all right. Nobody can see us in here. But you're right. We have to be careful."
"Safety first," I agreed heartily. "Could we go into the kitchen now?" If this Sandy chick turned out to be as flaky as Corey Crawley, I'd just leave by the back door and keep on walking.
"Yes, of course. You have to meet Sandy and Ava. I don't know why they're still here. They'd both be gone if I had my way. But she kept them on. Maybe it's so you could get to them without any trouble."
I seemed to be having trouble getting to them as it was. "I want to go into the kitchen now." I hoped a simple declarative sentence would have a beneficial effect on the conversation. With a smile that would melt any heart but one frozen in panic, Corey opened the door. A long, wide wooden island ran through the center of the kitchen. Cooking utensils, pots, and pans hung from a rack above it. Two covered trays glistened on the near side, and on the far side, the mighty Thor was cutting the crusts off sandwiches.